Hi, this is George Batty, and this week the question we're asking is this. Does God predestinate some men to heaven and some men to hell? There are many today who believe that God arbitrarily predestines some people to heaven and some to hell. And does not matter how good a man may live, it's believed that if he is predestined to hell, he cannot change that decree. And likewise, this theory also says that if a man is predestined to go to heaven, he cannot do anything so sinful as to be cast out. Now, is this true? Does God decide, before we're even born, that some of us are going to hell and there's nothing that can be done to change that? And does God also decide, before we're even born, that some of us are going to heaven and nothing can be done to change that? Is it true that the actions of men play no part in determining their destiny? Or is our destiny based, at least in some part, on our own actions? My friend, the Bible teaches that salvation is conditional. It is conditioned on whether we submit to God's law or whether we disobey His law, and it is conditional all of our lives long. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 18, the Bible says, "Therefore, God has mercy on whom He wills, and whom He wills, He hardens." Now, some people believe that this passage is saying that God arbitrarily decides who shall receive His mercy. But notice, the passage does not mention who God has mercy on and who He hardens. It does not mention why God has mercy on some but hardens others. The question we need to ask then is, who does God have mercy on? The Bible answers this question. In Exodus chapter 20, verses 5 and 6, the Bible says, "I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments." Now, according to this passage, who receives the mercy of God? Those that fear God and keep His commandments. Why do these men receive mercy from God? Because they fear God and keep His commandments. You can see then that God does not arbitrarily decide who shall be saved in heaven and who shall be lost in hell. He does not predestinate anyone to heaven or to hell. He presents His law to men, and He allows them the choice of obeying or disobeying. He will not force anyone to submit to His will. The choice is ours to make, and based on that choice, we shall be saved or lost. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, the Bible says, "I call heaven and earth as witness today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore," listen, "choose life, that both you and your descendants may live." In Joshua 24, verse 15, "If it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Now, can you see that we have a choice to make? Can you see that our eternal destiny is based, at least in part, on our own choosing? My friend, if God predestined some men to hell, that would mean that God does not want all men to be saved. But the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4, God desires all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. In 2 Peter 3 and verse 9, the Bible says, "The Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." And in Revelation 22 and verse 17, the Bible says, "Whoever desires, let him take of the water of life freely." Could the Bible have truthfully said these things if God had predestined some men to hell? Of course not. And now, we have shown that God does not predestinate anyone to hell. Any man that will submit to God's will and obey His commandments can be saved. But on the other hand, neither does God predestinate anyone to heaven. The very thing a man must do to get saved, he must also do to stay saved. If it takes obedience to God's law to get saved, then it takes obedience to God's law to stay saved. Obedience does not become obsolete after a man once gets saved. The Bible nowhere teaches the doctrine of once saved, always saved. Salvation remains conditional throughout a man's entire life. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, the Bible says, "Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall." In Galatians 5 and verse 4, "If you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace." You see, we can fall from grace. So in conclusion, we affirm confidently that God does not predestinate anyone to hell. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3, verse 9. But neither does he predestinate anyone to heaven. For all men that would be saved must choose for themselves to submit to the commandments of God. Now, what are the conditions which God has ordained that men must obey in order to become citizens of the kingdom of heaven? There are four steps. First, a person must believe Jesus is the Son of God, John 3, verse 16. Second, everyone must repent of their sins or turn away from their sins, Luke 13, verse 3. Third, everyone must confess with their mouth that Jesus is the Son of God, Romans 10 and verse 10. And finally, number four, everyone that would be saved must be baptized in water for the remission of sins. In John 3, verse 5, Jesus answered, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of the water and Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." In Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.